Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Ignite at Night. Special edition of Ignite at Night, Testimony Tuesday. My name is Shalia, and I have a great word for you today, and I know that this word will be inspiring to you, and I just can't wait. I'm so excited. But first, I hope you all have had a great week, blessed week, you know, Super Bowl weekend. I hope you all had a great time, you know. And, you know, this week was good, but a special situation caught me a little off guard, and I was upset. So basically, this is what happened. I'm the president at my school of an organization called DECA. And for those of you who don't know what DECA is, it's an amazing program. It prepares emerging leaders for careers in hospitality, business, marketing, finance. It's just a really great program. And, you know, I joined 10th grade. Long story short, our old advisor from our school, she left to another school, and we were brought with a new advisor. Now, no disrespect to this new advisor, but this was like her first year, you know, ever doing anything like DECA. So she really didn't know how things were supposed to go, and, you know, we were trying to help, but all this other, you know, all that other situations were going on. And so it caused a big mess. A lot of stuff that needed to be done wasn't done, and, you know, it's like she basically didn't want any help from us when we tried to say, hey, do this, do that. She didn't want to hear it. So as a result, it ended up being messed up. And this situation is the most messed up. So in order for us to compete at our competitions, my group, we did a manual in advertising campaign on a business. And in order for us to compete, we all had to take a test. And we weren't the only group that did, you know, manuals. It was other groups that did the manuals. But just so turned out, the only person that she registered to do a manual was me, you know, to do a test for the manual. And it's like, what? Because, you know, not just my group. Not only could my group not do the competition which was coming up, but also all of the other people who did manuals. Each person is supposed to take a test who's going to compete. So, you know, none of them can compete. So, and the only person that can compete with their manual is me, because I'm the only one that took the test. So it's just so much going on. But one thing the groups can do, they can do this one other manual that doesn't require a test, and that's only one. And you're not supposed to have more than one person compete from a school, so they can do the workshops. But, you know, it's so sad. Everybody wanted to compete. So as you can see, everybody's like, oh, my goodness, and it's so upset. The other advisor was very upset, and just so much going on. And I'm just like, why, Lord? Our last year, senior year, is supposed to be going smooth, and everything is just going rocky road, you know? But it got me thinking, you know, when I stopped back and thought about it, I said to myself, everything happens for a reason. Everything happens for a reason. Even when we don't understand why things don't go as planned, because that certainly wasn't as planned, but everything happens for a reason. You know, God makes no mistakes. We make all the mistakes, but God makes no mistakes. He allows stuff to happen. So I had to think about for a minute, okay, I'm going through all of this, but I thought of a positive outcome. Now, last year, my group, we all, you know, we did it in a group last year, and it was the same group of people. But I feel like now it's kind of, you know, made me like, hey, giving me more practice in front of, you know, crowds and, you know, just building up my confidence so that I don't have to depend on other people, you know, to do things. And, you know, also stuff like that has even happened with the radio show Night at Night, when the other members don't call in, or they have, you know, oh, I can't do it today. And I'm like, oh, my goodness, so I have to do the show by myself. So even when we don't understand why things happen, it's always for a reason. But now I'm even more confident, you know, to even do these Testimony Tuesdays. Like, I'm confident doing that, you know, the show, and I love doing it. So everything happens for a reason. And nothing that happened to you is a surprise to God. I know that a lot of you are just going through so many difficulties. I know you're going through such a tough time, and you're just like, wow, I don't know what to do. Some of you may be thinking about suicide, and I pray for you that, that's not the way. Everything happens for a reason. Everything is working for you and not against you. Whatever you're going through, it's working for your good. It's not working against you, but it's working for your good. It's building your character. It's teaching you how to stay in faith and trust God, because like many people say, it's easy to stay in faith when everything's going your way. You ask God for something, He give it. It's easy to stay in faith when when nothing bad is going on. But when you are facing those tough times and you're like, oh my gosh, I don't know what to do, that is when your faith is truly tested, and that's where you find out how much you actually trust in God. But everything happens for a reason. I want you to know today that God is with you. God is with you, and God loves you so much. And He doesn't want to see you struggling. He wants to see your faith. He wants to see you trust in Him, And this just reminds me of the story of Joseph. We all know about what his brothers were jealous of him, and they sold him into slavery, did all these bad things. But in the beginning, Joseph had a dream, and he told his brothers he didn't like it, and they sold him into slavery. And that whole story, he went through so much. And I know he was like, oh my goodness, God, you gave me this big dream, this big vision. You didn't tell me about, I'm going to be sold into slavery. People are going to tell things against me, say I did stuff when I didn't. God doesn't reveal everything to us at one time, because sometimes we may not be willing to do it. Like a lot of people, if you knew that you had to go through all of this to get to where you needed to be, you probably would punked out, a long time. But see, God doesn't want you to do that. God wants you to stay in faith. He has such a big, just a big vision for your life. He has so many great things in store for you. And He just wants to bless you. God truly wants to bless you. And it's just important that we do stay in faith and know that everything happens for a reason. And I want to give you a few scriptures to dwell upon to prove my point. First is, we're going to go to Jeremiah 29:11, and it repeats. And again, the Bible that I'm reading out of is not traditional King James, so it may sound a little different, but it's the same concept. So Jeremiah 29:11 says, I say this because I know what I have planned for you, says the Lord. I have good plans for you. I don't plan to hurt you. I plan to give you hope and a good future. See, God doesn't plan to hurt you. He wants to give you hope and a good future. God has plans, and God has a vision for your life. Nothing that's happening to you is meant to harm you, but everything is meant to work for your good. And I want to give you another scripture. It's Romans 8:28, and it says, we know that in everything, God works for the good of those who love Him. They are the people God called, because that was His plan. Now, God has a great plan for your life. And again, for those of you who love God, and I know you do, God has a plan for you, and everything that you go through is working for your good. Life is hard. We're going to all go through stuff. Life isn't just, easy, get by. Even Jesus, he had to die on the cross. So that right there tells you that life is hard, life is difficult. But in the end, when you do, when you come out of this situation that you're going through, God is going to just bless you so much like never before. And it's all because you stayed in faith and trust in Him. So always remember that everything is working for your good. And I want to pray for you real quick. So please bow your heads wherever you are. Heavenly Father, first of all, God, we come into your presence and we thank you for who you are, Lord, and everything you've done for us. Pray for whoever is listening to this message right now, Lord. They are going through a tough time where they need you like never before. God, I ask that you show up and show out in their lives. God, I pray that they will learn to trust you. Everything that they are going through, God, it may be difficult, but God, I know that all things are working for their good. And Lord God, I thank you in advance for that you don't mean to hurt or harm any of us, God, but you want to bless us. You want to love us, but you want to see our faith. So, Lord, I pray for who's ever listening that they will continue to have faith in you and trust in you. Even when they don't understand, God, you understand. And I pray that you will help them with whatever they're going through. God, I know they're going through a tough time. It's tough, God. It is so hard, and I feel it. They're going through a hard time. But, Lord, I just ask that you help them and that you bless them and assist them through this hard time, God. Help them, Lord. Help them and let them continue to have a closer relationship with you, God. And, Lord, in all things, we will forever give your name all the glory, honor, worship, and praise. And I thank you in advance for what you are going to do in their life. God, I pray that today they will just feel fresh, anointed, and that you will help them, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. And I want to inspire you with one of my favorite songs. I really love it. It's called Intentional by Travis Green. And, you know, when you listen to the word, think about your situation. And always remember that all things are working for your good.
I know that all things are working for my good, yeah. She's intentional, never failing. All things are
working for my good.
She's intentional.
Intentional.
Hey, and it's never failing. All things are working for my good.
Intentional.
It's never failing.
Never failing.
All things are
all
working.
Things are working.
Hey, I know that
good.
All things are working for my good. Yes, they are. Yeah, I know
good.
That all things are working for my good.
Things are working for your good. I really love that song. It's Travis Green, Intentional. Such a powerful song. But, guys, I want to leave you with one more beautiful scripture that you can dwell on, and it is Proverbs 3:5. It says, trust the Lord with all of your heart. Don't depend on your own understanding. Again, trust in the Lord with all of your heart and do not depend on your own understanding. As I've said before, we don't understand why things happen, but let me tell you something. Trust God. God knows what he is doing. He knew everything that was going to happen before it happened. And if it was meant to harm you, God would have never allowed it. So trust in God. I don't care what you are going through. God is for you and not against you. And continue to trust in him. And don't depend on your own understanding, but put all your faith and trust in God. Thank you all so much for tuning in. I hope you were inspired. And I just want to offer you guys an invitation. If you want to rededicate your life to the Lord, or a lot of you may never have gotten saved or given your life to Jesus, can I tell you it is the best thing you will ever do in your life? I know for me, like the Super Bowl, and you know, a lot of you Super Bowl fans, you were happy when the Broncos, you know, won. If you are fans, but, you know, I just, again, want to say that that may have been happy, but the joy that comes with the Lord, with Jesus Christ, it remains. So I want to give you an opportunity to, you know, allow God in your life. allow God and Jesus in your life and watch how you change. So if you want to rededicate your life to the Lord, or if you've never given your life to God and you want to, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father God, I thank you for who you are and everything that you've done for me. I humbly submit my life to you. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, and I believe in my heart that you have raised Jesus from the dead. I believe that Jesus is now seated with you in heaven and will intercede on my behalf. Please forgive me of all of my sins and cleanse me of all unrighteousness. I thank you, Lord, that I am now a new creature in Christ Jesus. Thank you for creating me in a clean heart, in renewing a right spirit within me. I thank you that I am your child, and as such, entitled to all of the blessings and benefits that accompany salvation. Thank you, my Father God, for healing, wholeness, and restoration in every area of my life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, welcome to the family of believers. And I encourage you to get in a great Bible-based church. There are so many great pastors out there. And the reason, you know, there are so many churches because we know that, you know, not just one church can cater to everybody. So there are so many great churches out there and it will meet your needs. And I want you to know the moment that you said that God forgave you of all of your sins, you are a new creation and God loves you. God is proud of you. The angels in heaven are rejoicing. And I just thank you. Thank you so much for tuning into this Testimony Tuesday. If you have a prayer request, you can email us at purerevelationministries@gmail.com. Again, that's purerevelationministries@gmail.com, and we will definitely be praying on your behalf. Also, tomorrow you can tune in to our regular show, Ignite at Night, tomorrow at 6:30 p.m., and have a blessed day. God bless you, and I love you, but remember, God loves you more. Have a great night.
I know that all things are working for my good, yeah, she's intentional, never failing, all things are working
for my good.